The 12-hour time difference between the Pacific Northwest and Sochi, Russia, threatens to rob sleep from diehard sports fans and the families of local athletes competing at the Winter Olympics. Watching events live often requires getting up in the middle of the night or early in the morning. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Mary Bjornson is the mother of two Olympians from Washington's Mettow Valley. She says she's used to the night owl routine from watching live streams of World Cup racing in Europe earlier this season. Bjornson sees an advantage to staying home rather than crossing the pond to Sochi. She says the better view offered by a live webcast makes up for the 2 a.m. alarm.
You get to see it up front, and we would never get to see it if we were there live. So I'm plenty comfortable getting up and watching it.
Winter Olympic enthusiasts have a number of options to time shift their favorite events. Cable subscribers can download a mobile app from NBC that offers full event replays. For the growing number of people without cable, there are other options. Techies can download software to bypass the out-of-country blocks at the CBC or BBC websites, although the legality of that is questionable. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.